Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. You keep striving. You keep walking. You keep crawling. You keep walking. I am the God who walks. And if I say, be ye like me, for I am perfect because my Father in heaven is perfect. I and my Father are one, and I am perfect. I am a God that walked the earth, and so shall my children walk this earth. You are healed. As they walked, they were healed. Lord, if thou will, if I ask you, Lord, can you heal me? I believe I can be healed. If I ask you, Lord, you're telling me that I'm going to be healed? I am the Lord God Almighty. When you ask me, it shall. As the lepers walked, they were healed. As they continued to walk, they were healed. When my word is spoken, strength immediately occurs. The end immediately takes its place. I am the Lord that healeth thee. As you walk, as you walk, ask me to help you. You can't make it without me. God has already shown the men of God, the women of God, the future where you stand. All you got to do is believe and walk therein. Yes, Lord. I am he that was dead, and I am alive forevermore. I am God. I see all and miss nothing. Moses, put thy hands into thy bosom. Put it back into thy bosom. I am the Lord that healeth thee. I am God. If you open your mouth and speak to me, I've given my spoken words already to you. But if you just open your mouth and speak to me, ask me, and I will. I am the Lord. Stand upon your feet. I am the Lord, the God of the entire Israel. My people, I've given you my knowledge outside of them that are destroyed for the lack of me. Children of Israel, Israelites, my word dwelleth on the inside. You speak it, it shall come to pass. Prophesy unto those dry bones, by my stripes you are already healed. My stripes, children, my children, come forth. You want to be healed. My word is good even with just a spoken word. Can these dry bones live? My word is life. I am life. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The Lord giveth, and the Lord hath taken away. The Lord giveth, and the Lord hath taken away. He gave, and he took back. I am he that giveth, and I take. Serve me, the one, the life of men. Yes, God. Lift holy hands. Yes, God. I will bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, God. God, I come before you, Jesus. God, lifting holy hands, Jesus. God, that you are a God who came down unto your people. And God, you prayed, God, that my faith fail not. You are more than a conqueror already. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed are thou fingers that play the instruments, the lungs that bloweth the sweet smelling words unto me. Yes, God. Blessed are your hands when you ask me, and I give you, and you lift your hands. Blessed are your hands. Blessed are your hands of repentance. The hands of repentance are the blessed ones. Though you have not, you shall receive. Hands of repentance. Yes, God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We ever so careful, God, to give it all the honor and all the glory and all the praise in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Give the Lord a praise. Oh, come on, give him a praise. You don't know what your spirit is praising him for.
We are in hopes that you enjoyed our elders' message today and were truly blessed. If you would like a copy of today's message, please call 337-238-0314 or visit our website at www.churchofjesuschristhop.org. Praise be to God, to our co-founder, Pastor Annie Mulberry. Be blessed in Jesus' name until we meet again this same time next week.
In my
soul. I feel that, y'all.
Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio. This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. in Senla, and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
I know a man named Jesus, and he is.
You've just tuned in to the outreach ministries of the Mount Calvary Baptist Church, located 320 Daspit Street in Alexandria, Louisiana. Reverend Ronnie Humphrey Sr. is the pastor. We are a church of the living word, preaching and teaching the word, thereby fulfilling God's command as stated in Mark 16:15 to go therefore into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. At Mount Calvary Baptist Church, leading to others is the church's first priority. Now join Pastor Humphrey in a sermon already in progress.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. And your mercy. Lord, we thank you for being there for us, being there for me personally. Thanking you right now, Lord, that you've never left us, even though we've wavered from you. Right now, Lord, as we look to your word, I'm asking that you make your word clear. Give me your anointing. Make me your mouthpiece and your sounding board so that something I say from this place today will draw someone to you. It is in the mighty and precious name of Jesus we pray. Amen. 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 We've had a great time. Been here a while, and I know we've still got some things left to do, but I have to first of all give honor to God, to the Godhead, if you will, the Father, the Son, Holy Ghost, to Dr. Huey Lawson, our pastor emeritus, Reverend Rodney Lonix, to my left, Pastor Kimberly Mock, to my right, Minister Cindy Humphrey, my far right. I just want to say that every now and then, there are certain things we need to talk about, and no, this time is not money, okay? You know, there are some things we need to speak about. This is something greater than money. And if we can just get right to it, the third chapter of the book of John is what I'm going to talk about today. Because too many times we look at things in a natural sense. And all we can see is what we can envision with our natural eyes, what we can touch and smell. All we know is tangible stuff. But there's an intangibility in being a Christian. Chapter 3 of the book of John, starting at the first verse, and I won't tarry too long, reads like this. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night, said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said unto him, How can a man be born when he's old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. Used for a subject just a little while, and I hope that I can keep my word. Supernatural thing. Supernatural thing. Now, we've talked about this before, but sometimes when times get a little tough, we need to go back to this particular aspect of Christianity. Supernatural thing. Being a Christian is a supernatural thing. Whether you believe it or not, I'm not trying to get you to believe in hocus pocus or witchcraft. I'm just trying to get you to see that there's something else that you can't see. Amen. It's a power that transcends reality. And it's needed now as much as any other time in our life, in our personal life, in our citizen life, in our nation's life. It's needed now more than ever. We need to know that whatever we can see, just because we see it, just because we hear it, just because we can touch it, just because we can be afraid of it, there's more than that. There's more power than that. It's so supernatural that sometimes it seems to be mystical. It's the kind of thing that takes us out of the natural into the supernatural. Being a Christian goes beyond explaining. Sometimes you just can't explain things, but you just got to believe it. Can I get a witness? Your belief will circumvent not being able to understand it. You can't understand everything. There's not a formula for everything. E equals MC squared will not solve everything. You just got to believe. You see, Jesus Christ is a supernatural being. Oh, yes, he is. I don't care what some religions say, that he was only a natural man. You see, that's how life started out for him, but he is a supernatural being. I don't care what anybody's, Confucius or Buddhism, I don't care what anybody says. Jesus Christ is supernatural. He's part of the Godhead. Father, Son, Holy Ghost. He was conceived supernaturally. Even though he was born naturally, he was conceived supernaturally. He did things that ordinary folks couldn't conceive, just couldn't understand it. And you know, sometimes we tend to be afraid of what we can't understand. Get this talking about, look, in my neighborhood, if one of my neighbors can't understand why my other neighbor's getting something, they begin to conceive a bad thing. Well, they must be doing something illegal. Must be selling dope. They must be stealing from. You just can't understand when God blesses you, everybody's not going to understand. Everybody's not going to receive it. Somebody's going to be afraid of it. But the love of God is a supernatural thing. You see, Nicodemus heard about Jesus. came to him under the cover of darkness so he wouldn't be embarrassed. Amen. You see, Nicodemus was a well-respected person. Amen. Religious leader, even councilman. But that doesn't mean that you understand everything about Jesus. I don't care what your title is. If you don't go down in prayer and receive the Lord, you just won't understand. Our president doesn't understand. Sometimes it doesn't look like our governor understands. Our mayor, the jury's still out on him, but I don't care who you are. The love of Jesus is a supernatural thing. Bible says there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. Amen, amen. Wore the good clothes. Lived in the good part of town. Well respected. You might think a man like that would be bold enough to come to Jesus in the daytime. But let me tell you one thing. Along with being embarrassed, there might have been another aspect. Maybe he just felt like he needed to have a private audience with Jesus. You see, every now and then you need to go in your secret closet and talk to God one-on-one. Maybe Nicodemus didn't want everybody to hear what was going on. So that's not a bad thing. You see, we're worshiping together right now, but everybody here need to be able to know Jesus for yourself. Get in your prayer closet. Get in your secret room, outside under your tree, in the backyard, wherever you got to be, to tell God all about your problems. Same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Right here, Nicodemus kind of patronizing Jesus a little bit, letting him know that even though I know who you are, I know who they say you are, I respect you as a teacher, amen, but I'm here to find out something else. Amen. I'm here to find out what else is going on. I'm here to step out of the natural into the supernatural. Amen. We all need to step out of the natural into the supernatural. Amen. How many of us have put on pants and stick your hand in the pocket and there's a $20 bill? Amen. And you could have sworn that you spent that 20 last week, but there it is anyway. How many people here have run through a stop sign, and when you're in the middle of the intersection, you realize you're out there, but God holds back the cars from hitting you? It's more than what you can see. Mount Calvary, it's more than what you can see. I don't care what the numbers say, it's more than what you can see. Third verse said, Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, in other words, I hear what you're saying. You're right. I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Now Jesus is stepping Nicodemus out of the natural into the supernatural. You see, Nicodemus wants to understand how he can move over from the natural to the supernatural. Jesus just explained it to him. For verse says, Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born when he's old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Now the phrase when he's old doesn't necessarily mean advanced in age. It just means after a person's been born, how can they be born again? But now, see, Nicodemus is talking about natural birth. Can I get a witness? Amen. That would be a natural impossibility for a person to do what Nicodemus proffered to Jesus. But supernaturally is what Jesus is trying to tell. Let me tell you something. Don't confuse the natural with the supernatural. You need to be able to recognize when something supernatural has happened to you. Can I get a witness? You need to be able to discern, well, that, look, that a man couldn't have done that. You need to recognize, don't give up your miracles to a coincidence. That's not a coincidence. That's a supernatural thing. Can I get a witness? See, natural is good sometime. Everybody wearing natural hair now, and that might be good. When you're an athlete, if they call you a natural, that means you're real good. But natural only goes so far. It only goes so far. Natural only goes so far in the doctor's office, to a point when supernatural got to take over. And when you go back to the doctor the next month, they look on your x-rays, they look on your stat sheet, and they can't find the problem that they found last month. And the doctor shakes his head. That ain't natural, that's supernatural. 6th verse, that which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the spirit is spirit. In other words, you're going to be ruled by the flesh sometime. And in order to rule over the flesh, you're going to have to be in the spirit. Amen. Because flesh and blood has its boundaries, but it also has its power. Can I get a witness? You see, sometimes you just can't beat the gene pool. Amen. You're going to take on certain attributes of your mama or your daddy. Amen. You're going to look like them. You're going to walk like them. You're going to act like them. Every day of my life, I'm more like Joseph Humphrey. Amen. But let me tell you one thing. The gene pool only goes so far. Can I get a witness? I don't care who I look like or act like, there comes a time in my life when I have to go to God for myself, like Nicodemus did. I don't care how many people he was the boss over. I don't care how many councilmen he gathered with. He had to go to Jesus for himself. His title didn't make any difference. His neighborhood didn't make any difference. His money didn't make any difference. The love of Jesus is a supernatural thing. You see, if you want supernatural occurrences in your life, then all you have to do is get Jesus. You don't have to go to a magic show. See, Nicodemus came to Jesus by the night, and he wanted to get salvation by the campfire light. Oh, Nicodemus, is what Jesus told him. You got to be born again. Nicodemus came to Jesus in the natural, but Jesus showed him the supernatural. Can I get a witness? See, we need to be able to know the difference. Sickness is a natural thing, but healing is a supernatural thing. Can I get a witness? Problems in life are natural. We all have them. But solutions are supernatural. Can I get a witness? Sadness is a natural thing. We all have to cry sometime. All of us have to hang our head sometime. But joy is a supernatural thing. Can I get a witness? Death is a natural thing. Everybody here is going to die one day. Amen. But raising up like Jesus did is a supernatural thing. Isn't that right? Death couldn't keep him in the ground. Oh, death, where is thy sting? Oh, grave, where is your victory? You see, the grave is natural. But raising up like Jesus did on the third day is a supernatural thing. Isn't that right? You see, because you're a child of God, you've been born again. Just like that little baby that got baptized today. I believe baptism is a symbol of being born again. You see, you symbolize a child in that embryonic sac. But when you raise up in the name of Jesus, you've got power, power, power. When you wonder how you made it over, tell somebody it wasn't a natural thing. It was a supernatural thing. When you wonder how you made it through, tell somebody it wasn't a natural thing.